Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
We've talked many times on Pro-Life Perspective about the new wave sweeping the abortion industry, Planned Parenthood mega clinics. These massive structures feature designer furniture and decorator colors, but they offer the same deadly product, abortion. The twofold difference is that with huge amounts of floor space, giant waiting rooms, multiple exam and recovery rooms, one, they can process a lot more patients and kill a lot more babies each and every day, and two, make lots and lots and lots more money. Now, Planned Parenthood of Southwest Oregon, their neighbor affiliate to the South, has announced plans for a new 19,000-square-foot facility for Springfield, Oregon, slated to open in the winter of 2012, according to an April 2, 2011 report in the Eugene Register-Guard written by Susan Palmer. The new building will quadruple the size of the current Eugene clinic. The new mega clinic will replace the affiliate's clinic in Eugene, which had begun offering chemical abortions in the last year or so. Like the new mega center in Portland, this new clinic is part of a neighborhood revitalization project. A 1.4-acre lot surrounded by a chain-link fence that is along a riverfront area city planners are hoping to populate with offices, apartments, condos, shops, and restaurants. Planned Parenthood said it got a good deal on the land, paying just $600,000 for a location near the University of Oregon and a community college. It also happens to be close to the interstate and has a bus stop out front. This accessibility is crucial. The new clinic will reach out to two different clientele, students from the nearby colleges and upscale suburbanites who can access the clinic from the interstate, and lower-income clients in the area who can reach them by public transportation. Planned Parenthood expects construction costs to be around $8.5 million and has applied for a federal community development block grant to help cover the cost of its stormwater drainage system, part of the environmental-friendly design it has planned, according to the Register Guard. A community development advisory committee has already given initial approval to the $125,000 request, and the City Council was scheduled to vote on that recommendation at its April 18th meeting. To those who have followed the stories of the clinic in Portland and other Planned Parenthood mega clinics going up around the country, many features of this story will sound familiar. First, Planned Parenthood will be accentuating the green features of the planned building, a ground source heating and cooling system, skylights, and an interior lighting system with sensors to increase or dim the light based on the amount of available daylight, the Register Guard reports. This is part of PPFA's own attempted extreme makeover. As National Right to Life Director of Education, Dr. Randy O'Bannon, has observed, new megaclinics like the one in Portland help burnish the image of the organization as modern, vibrant, hip, and professional. Second, in search of still more profits, older clinics are being closed and consolidated. The current Eugene Clinic is only about 4,600 square feet, while the new mega clinic will offer about four times the space. Third, current clinics in the area serve about 26,500 clients a year, with some patients having to wait a day or two longer than normal to see a doctor. With more facilities, there will be less or no wait. A spokesperson for Planned Parenthood told the Register Guard that its new headquarters should be large enough to handle 20 years of growth. Fourth, the new mega center will, of course, be offering abortions, chemical for now, with referrals for those who want surgical abortions. It does not take a lot of imagination to conclude that Planned Parenthood of Southwest Oregon will someday perform surgical abortions. All of this construction and consolidation is part of a strategy to modernize the aging abortion giant, attract new customers, and grow PPFA to where the organization, already the largest abortion provider in the United States, has a stranglehold, if not near monopoly, on abortion in America.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.